The Peace and Dignity Journeys arrived Friday, June 26th in Williams Grove near Myers Flat and left Saturday the 27th. This year's journey began May 2nd and is the first to happen since the COVID-19 pandemic. There are two different runs that will meet in the middle at Elkwaka, Colombia, one starting in Fairbanks, Alaska, and the other from Tierra del Fuego, Argentina. In 1990, indigenous representatives met in Ecuador, at which time they discussed a prophecy involving an eagle and a condor. With the eagle symbolizing the indigenous people of the north, and the condor symbolizing the indigenous people of the south, the journeys are meant to make them meet again by fostering intertribal relationships. The core runners hail from Mexico, Puerto Rico, El Salvador, Canada, Hawaii, and California. There was also a local core runner, Sophia Lucas, who has Kato heritage from Laytonville. Local Wailaki nonprofit Native Health in Native Hands gathered with community members at Williams Grove Friday afternoon to feed the runners, sing them songs of peace, and send them off the next morning with prayers of protection.
Ye'inyash, we don't have a welcome, we have come in. Ye'inyash.
Said Native Health and Native Hands founding director Perry Lincoln as he greeted the runners in the State Park Redwood Grove. Perry Lincoln's daughter, Tassanchet Lincoln, remarked later that evening,
I made a lot of food for a lot of people. My niece, she helped prepare half the food, and I wasn't sure what to expect, but the anticipation when everybody came in was just not overwhelming, but fulfilling. It was a really good feeling in my heart that this was happening, and I felt good. I felt like crying when everyone went past me. I feel really good. I feel really happy. I feel honored to be a part of this.
Before sitting down at sunset to Tassanchet Lincoln's lovingly prepared feast, the runners set up an altar with colorful bundles containing sacred prayer staffs. Aurelio Heron from the Mixtec people of Oaxaca explained that,
as we run, we're carrying these staffs, and these are blessed by the nations all along the way. There are some staffs that we keep tied together, what we call bundles, and that have been with us for a long time. We run with them, you know, it's all about the staffs. We centralize our whole movement all around them. Our commitment is to take those staffs and keep them among the bundles.
Perry Lincoln brought eagle feathers beaded by his daughter to add to the runners' prayer staffs. He stated,
I know that they run with a staff that has eagle feathers from each nation, so I said to myself, well, I have some feathers. I met them yesterday and got to hold the staff, and it was so powerful that I had to pass it to somebody from I was in Hoopaw, and I gave it to somebody from Hoopaw, and I told them, this is too strong for me to hold it right now because I'm not from here. And then today, when I held it again, it was the same way. It was so powerful, and I walked with it, but I'm from here, so, you know, I have to do that for the people. Step in for the people when they're not here. We'll all take turns standing up and helping each other.
Another runner explained,
so we run with these because these are sacred staffs that help us unite and heal our indigenous nations from Alaska down all the way to Argentina. These are instruments to heal the world. They've been preyed on. These are staffs that communities have introduced to the run and the journey with prayers and importance that means to their communities. And so when we carry those prayers, we're also healing. And so we're bringing these stories that have been given to us with permission. And so when we are like vessels or conduits that, when we carry this, we're connecting these sacred staffs to the earth, to Mother Earth, and to the cosmos, the universe, up sky. So that's what they're going to be doing for us, helping us out today, bridging people together again to these ways that have been happening for thousands of years with our people before contact. Continuing on what our people are doing, coming together, running together, praying together, because running is prayer.
Dr. Amanita Beck from the Aniyanwiya Longhair Clan has been involved in the journeys 5 times.
Osiyo, Agidoda, Aniyawiya, Anigilohi, Dakwadoa, Amanita. Hello. I'm from the Aniyawiya Nation, Longhair Clan. My name's Amanita, and I've been involved for about 5 times. This is the first time that I've committed to do the whole thing. It's been kind of a dream of mine since I was a kid to start in Alaska, so I'm finally getting to do that.
You started in Alaska?
I did, yeah. Beginning of May. It feels great. And actually, since we've been to the States, it's been easy because we've had so many local runners helping us. We're running less than we ran in Alaska and Canada. So
you've had a lot of support?
Definitely. Yeah, all the way through. Amazing support. That's the great privilege that we have of doing this is we get to stay with a different nation almost every night, and they invite us in, and we meet the gatekeepers of the communities, people that we wouldn't get a chance to sit down and talk with if we lived there for maybe months or years even, and they meet us at the gate, you know, the medicine people, the chiefs, etc., and it's they take us for ceremony and tell us their stories, and it's such a privilege and honor to be able to do this. In the end, it'll be 7 months if we all make it. And then, you know, we build incredible short-term relationships with everybody that we meet. We make new friends, you know, in the 24 hours that we're in a spot. I think that a lot of those people have invited us back or, you know, some of them we'll stay in touch with over the years.
You've done this 5 times. So what year was it when you started?
1992, the very first time. I was a kid, 10 years old. So.
You were 10.
Yeah, we definitely, I would say, multi-generational and multi-ethnic also, although it's primarily indigenous people. It's not all, it's open to all races and religions and people if they come in with a respectful mindset like that and openness to our traditions or ceremonies. Generations. I mean, I just told you I was running when I was a kid. We love when the kids are involved. Elderly people. I want to tell you about Sarah James, who I met in Alaska. She comes from Arctic Village. And in 2004, she was 60 years old. She committed and she ran from Alaska to Panama. She did the entire distance where we ended in Panama that year. At 60 years old. And now she's 80, and she joined us from Fairbanks to the Canadian border, and she walked in with us, you know, that last half a mile or something as a group in for those 10 days or so that we were in Alaska. She did that every day, and she'd be in circle and give her wisdom and those kinds of things. So absolutely multi-generational, and I think that's one of the greatest visions.
Dr. Beck is a psychology professor at Fort Lewis College in Colorado. His research focuses on
Native American strengths and positive things, positive psychology, what's going well with us, which is the way that actually psychology has harmed Native peoples because it's focused too much on the deficits, what's wrong with us. And sometimes that even goes to the point of kind of assuming that Native people are deficit. There's something wrong with Native people rather than the symptoms that they're experiencing. The real reason for that are symptoms of colonization. And the way to kind of cure those symptoms is through culture, through connecting to our roots and our culture. We can reverse those symptoms by doing that. That's part of what Peace and Dignity is about too, is helping people get back to their actual culture. What I always say, culture is treatment, and so if we can get children involved, and I think I'm an example of that, right? That I grew up around these kind of ways and ceremony, and it makes a big difference in my life, right? In terms of mental health and addictions and those things, I never really got into those. Peace and Dignity, the idea is that it isn't every 4 years. It becomes a lifestyle, and you try to do things, ceremony or running or things between, so it can save people.
Another person helping Indigenous and youth-centered events take place in Soham is Victor Polyats, District Superintendent of California North Coast Redwoods State Parks. Polyats played a pivotal role in opening Williams Grove up to Native Health in Native hands so they could host the runners there on June 26th. When asked what his role was in supporting the Peace and Dignity runners, Polyats stated,
"We open it up because what they're doing are good things, and staff here are supporting it, work closely with Native Health and Native Hands, so local Indigenous groups supporting their brethren in this movement, and they enlisted me, and I'm trying to welcome and honor people who are doing something that's terrific, and there they are right there, and give them, show them some hospitality and show them some love."
In 2022, Pilates was instrumental in getting a redwood log donated from Richardson Grove to the Wailaki, which Perry Lincoln and his nonprofit then transformed into a traditional canoe. In May of this year, Pilates also carved a space for Native Health and Native Hands to host an acorn camp at Richardson Grove, which provided a wealth of traditional skill-building opportunities for the Native community, especially youth. Victor Pilates has been with California State Parks since 2007, and throughout his collaborative resource work, he has placed emphasis on working with local tribes. As one of the keynote speakers at Native Health and Native Hands, December 17, 2023, Nanula, Thank You in Wailaki, celebration at the Mateel Community Center, Pilates acknowledged that, quote, "For a long time, state parks was seen as a barrier separating people from the land," unquote. On Friday the 26th, multiple runners thanked Pilates for his hospitality. One reminded him, quote, "Not all superintendents of lands are on board with providing land access for Native people. It is a good thing you are doing," unquote. Pilates responded humbly,
"Thank you for letting me be here. Nothing but good thoughts on the rest of your journey."
Iriani Lopez, runner and coordinator with Nanyu Otomi Heritage, answered reporter questions Saturday morning before departing for Laytonville.
"My name is Iriani Itzel Lopez Hernandez. I'm from the Ñañu Otomi people down in Ixmiquilpan, Mexico. The prayer run, it is led by Native Indigenous folks. It is open to everyone. It is led by the eagle, the condor. I believe that they're the ones who are guiding this, and they're along with our ancestors guiding this prayer, reminding us of the power in peace, the power in dignity, the love that is there, that is present for us, for the land, the healing that it can bring, for the land that we're running through, the communities that we're running through, and also for ourselves as runners, because we're humans, right? And so we also are going through our own individual journeys, and I think it's a beautiful offering, an offering for all life. We are able to connect the top and the bottom, the north and the south, just by people, through communities, right? Because as we're running down to Colombia from Alaska, there's a group that's running from Argentina up to Colombia. And you also get to hear what are some of their struggles, what are some of the things that they're trying to work through. There's a lot of similarity. Some of them is missing, murdered Indigenous women. Mm. That is something that is happening, unfortunately, across the continent. You know, it is in the north, it's also in Central America, it is also in the south. And so just continuing to lift up those prayers, bringing awareness to those things, and taking time to like celebrate that we're still very much here. And I think that in itself, being witness to that is powerful. This prayer, this run, it is for everyone, and also for me it's extra special when the younger generations are around. As it is an offering for the earth, it's also an offering for the next generation, making space for the possibilities to be bigger, to be available.
Antonio Arenas acknowledged the crucial role of women in the peace and dignity journeys, which are co-coordinated by Iriani Lopez and led by elders like Sarah James and core runners like Sophia Lucas.
Gotta give it up to a lot of the women who are runners. Most of the runners are women, the drivers, coordinators. A lot of time, even from 2004, been mostly women, so I have to really kind of hand it to them.
Arenas, raised on Ohlone land, but originally from Atlixco, Mexico, participated in the run in 2004 when he was 24.
I ran because I at that time I was very involved in student organizing on campus. We were involved around Native issues and linking Native sovereignty or Native issues to sometimes immigrant issues. Sometimes immigrants are deemed as foreign, like aliens, when in reality a lot of them are Native, you know, to the continent. My family's from Jalisco, like I mentioned, and yeah, it's my uncle, Native to Jalisco. My dad migrated to work here as an obrero. So, you know, migration has been happening on this continent for thousands of years. I think participating in the Peace and Dignity Run was similar, right? It kind of encourages and establishes migration patterns, you know, the connection between the different communities throughout the continent, making it a continental issue, not dividing us by nationalities, but bringing people together. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For KMUD News, I'm Serenity Wood.